This show is brought to you by heroes like Lucretia. Did you know she went spelunking deep in a cave once and saved a family of endangered pandas from drowning? Not only were those pandas endangered, but they also spoke 7 languages. After befriending their leader, she was given a seat on the Panda High Council. She'll never tell you, but we thought it was pretty cool. Do you want us to tell your magnificent story of triumph? Well, become a patron over at patreon.com/2dorks. But now it's time for Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 486 for October 17th, 2019. Wet anus, dirty anus.
welcome.
Another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. That sound you heard in the middle of the intro was somebody following our show live, and it was awesome. We appreciate it. This show is brought to you by meat. I mean, wait, hold on a second. That threw me all off.
Meat?
Start over. Yes, brought to you by meat. Today on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, we're going to be talking about meat. No, this is the show that brings you the latest and greatest non crazy news from all over the planet. We are like when PricewaterhouseCoopers seals up all the news into an envelope, and we stand at the podium and we open it up and they go, "Who's the winner of the weird news today? Florida Man." Florida Man wins the award, and we open it and we walk away and everybody yells and cheers. Then we walk back up because we don't know when to quit. I'm your host, Steven, joined as always by the amazing Smashy.
He's Kurtz.
It's so funny. FTH Beyond follows like right as the thing goes off, and I forgot this is not his fault, it's mine, that I had the alert box and I don't have it muted, so when it comes up it's like whoopah.
It made me really happy because I forgot how awesome homie's voice is.
Subpixel. That's the sound. The welcome to the Legion Darks. Thank you, Charles, for your follow, by the way. We super appreciate it.
Garlic Charles, right?
Why is he why the garlic? I don't think that actually it was McFly's picture.
The rock god of garlic, like the and it made me laugh because he drew his like the little Guy Fieri chin fuzz, but he made him garlic and even like pierced one of his garlic tendrils.
I mean, I like it. It's fine. It's fine by me.
I nickname everybody Steven. It was coming.
I know.
She said,
you know, if anybody's gonna draw anthropomorphized food, it should be Jacob, and I should respect his anthropomorph. I love me some food with eyeballs.
I was like, you're the one who like does food people.
I know. I've really been falling off the tracks with this whole Inktober business.
Yeah, you and Jacob suck. Liz is over there kicking shit out like crazy, and you guys just suck.
Yeah, we're not good at what we do. I mean,
well, you're good at it. You're just not good at doing it. I don't know how to say that.
We're not good at doing it, are we?
Kelly, I need an author. I need someone with words.
Hey, Ashley, do we have big news? Can we say our big news yet? We know we're in, we just don't know what day, right?
Yes, it's tentatively at a time and a date.
But we can say it out loud.
It's not been like solidified yet.
But we can say it out loud.
But we can say it out loud.
We're
going
to say it out loud. We are doing a live show at Bull City Comic Con in Durham. Horseshoes and Hand Grenades is going to be live in Durham, the Bull City, North Carolina. We are so excited to go and perform our weirdo act in front of some local weirdos. It's going to be a great time. It's a Comic Con. I have no idea if they know what they're expecting, but we're going to be there, and it's going to be great. So if you're local to the Durham area, we would love to see you. We'll have more details on the date and time, but we know we're in, so
yeah,
that's
they're
fun.
They're solidifying the everything this weekend, so next week we will have a formal.
Yep. The dwarves are hard at work chiseling the runes into the stone.
Yes.
So people can read it and know that we're going to be in it. And
I'm excited. Like the guy Matt that I've been talking to, he's really cool. And he's like, I think this is going to be such a good fit. And I'm really excited. I'm like, I'm excited. You're excited.
I'm really looking forward to it. I was laughing at Charles's comment that wants to be the godfather of Baby Smash. So Gator, which I've taken to calling the new baby Gator, because
Gator,
Ashley called her Gator, and I felt like that's a good name for it. You called him Chompy, but I think Gator's a much better name. And when it comes out, it's going to be Gator.
It's me. So hard because I called baby. I'm trying to like switch to baby, but I called baby him for months. So it's real hard to like switch from him to baby.
So what we got a problem. Here's the problem is Jake. This is the fun part where the husband doesn't want to know and the wife wants to know and the wife knows even though she knows on accident. And now
oh,
it's
I would
this,
have known on purpose, but it was accidental, the timing.
Right. It's this bending over backwards to try not to say it. Even though you've been calling it a him for months, now if you call it a him, there's this illusion that maybe you're verifying and validating that it's
I
a him.
I did tell Jacob, like, it's going to be real hard to stop calling baby him because I've been doing it for months.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, we've taken votes. Like, it's pretty split half and half with the amount of people we've talked to on whether people think it's a girl and it's a guy. And, like, they did this fun test at the Heck retreat that we went to where they, like, tie a ring around a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Tie a string around a wedding ring. Woo!
And which way it swings or whatever.
Yeah, and that came out female. And, like, I was like, like,
you can't
my husband's
going
to lose
girl.
His shit if this baby's a girl.
You can't have a baby girl. You can't. You can't because you'll kill her, and then he'll kill everyone around her. So then there'll just be a trail of bodies leading into your house, and I won't know where to find my co-host.
It's going to be real rough.
This is Ashley reporting from an undisclosed location in western Pennsylvania.
Erasmus said a girl first is better.
That's probably
tell
true.
Tell Jacob that.
Hey, does Jacob has a boy sibling. So he only knows how to deal with boys. Sam's a boy. Yeah, I think it should be a boy. Sam needs a boy cousin to go running through the woods with and stuff.
He does. So I've decided to turn my backyard into like Rambo's playhouse, and Jacob's not on board yet, but
tell Jacob that we are building an axe throwing alley in his backyard because we went axe throwing and it was flipping amazing. And I will do that a million times over and over again.
We could totally do that. That would be so good.
Thank you for the 100 bits, Zapo. Yeah, man, we went axe throwing and so here, let me tell you something. I got a bone to pick with Wally, our good friend Wally. We go to this place called Epic Axes. Everybody gets to practice. We're in a tournament, like 16 people or something. And I go up to throw my axe. I cannot get the axe to stick in practice. I get it one time. One time it sticks. And then I go, like, it starts tournament time. It's random people, me and Wally.
I feel like you need music in the background, like epic music while you're telling this.
Oh yeah, I got some epic music. Hold on. Okay. Where is it at? Do 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 burning time. Do 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 burning time. Here it is. This'll do. This'll be fine for redneck. Wait, hold on. What does this button do? Oh, there it goes.
Famous last words.
So we go and we start throwing these axes. And it's me and Wally against each other. We're neck and neck. I'm feeling good. I'm like, I can do this. So I throw my axe and it sticks. And I get a whole 4 points. Holy crap. And Wally throws, and he misses. I'm like, yeah! And I throw, and then Wally gets a bullseye, and I throw. I got all 6 of my axes to stick in that target. I was like, holy balls, I'm walking away with this round. Look over, Wally had more accurately placed his 4 hits. Wally got 17 points to my 16 points. And I would have literally crushed anyone else on that board had I faced them. Anyone else would have been destroyed. But Wally,
was that quality over quantity?
Wally got 17 points. And that was sad for me.
Steven was lit up like 2 hours after it happened. Mm. It may have been the acid beer
lit
that
up.
They were doing.
I was lit up quite indeed. I've never had a hangover before.
They're not fun.
That day was rough. Hangover at 34 is not what you think. Groove is for life resub
Thank
with
you
2 months.
Sub.
2 months. 2 months for resub. Resub. Sorry, I'm saying it because I'm trying to find my button.
Your face.
Thank you, Groove is for Life, for that resub. Everybody who listens on the audio show, I'm sorry for all this visual shenanigans, but we're real happy to have them. We're happy to have all the subs, because you guys, that's where the money comes from.
Sub is like, yes, you are happy to have me.
Yeah, Sub's been subbed for 28 months now. He just won't quit. He just decided never to give up on us.
He has goat dogs that got out again. Do you remember the goat dogs?
Oh, yeah. He got to Dragon Con, stayed for 20 minutes, and had to leave to go chase
that
his goat dogs.
That was so shitty. Did we talk about that?
No, I don't think we ever talked about it. Maybe we did.
I don't know. Probably. Sub came, after. Like, drove up, got a ticket, come to hang out with us, and we were so tickled, and it was awesome. He was there, like, I literally went to the bathroom, peed, came out, which, I mean, honestly could have been 5 minutes, could have been 2 hours, because I don't know what the hell I do in the bathroom, but sometimes I get real distracted, and then I look at the clock, and I'm like, what was I doing? Like, where did the time go, gremlins? I don't understand. Like, did I go on an adventure? Did I fall asleep? Did I pass out? Like, did I save the world? Did I kill somebody? I don't. Anyway, so I get out and Sub's like, I have to go because my dogs ate their way out of my fence and I have to go get them.
You're like, okay. But yeah, they were goats, like, though, right? Were they goats or dogs? Or were they?
They're dogs, but I called them goat dogs because literally, like, how do you eat out of a fence?
I mean, goats eat everything, right? I mean, they eat all the kudzu.
Goats do. Dogs do not.
So they weren't dogs.
They are dogs. I called them goat dogs.
All this time.
I've broken Steven.
All this time, ever since that story, I thought they were goats.
I'm going to pee.
I thought his goats got out and he had to go track down some goats. No one ever corrected me. I've mentioned it 150 times. I thought they were goats.
I thought you were just being like, oh, no. PGH is like, oh my God, I'm 36. I'm 37 and pregnant. So on my chart, when I go to the doctor, it says advanced maternal age. I'm old. And therefore, they're just like, oh my God, your uterus is wilted and shriveled. And oh, how will you ever bear life? You need a cane? I don't know why they talk like that, but yeah. So you can shove your 36 somewhere.
He was making fun of me because I said I was 34 with a hangover.
You're like, oh, tell me when you're 36. Also, being pregnant is just a solid hangover, which is super fun.
All the time, yeah. I just have never drank them. I had four beers within the first 2 hours we were out. That's pretty fast pace for Steven. Steven doesn't drink that many beers. Steven also doesn't normally talk about himself in the third person, but here we are. And then we went to a place called Sullivan's. It's this fancy pants steak restaurant. They have a live jazz band in there. It was pretty rad. It was one of the best steak I've ever had in my whole life. Oh my
gosh. I heard
gosh,
they had some
so,
good they got some good
so
meat
good.
At
But they also had a libations menu. So of course we got some libations. And it was I got a Hemingway, which is like rum and grapefruit or something. I'm like, this is delicious. And then we went to the cigar bar where I got another beer and smoked a cigar. I smoked an acid blondie.
So he gets home and he was like, I feel he's like, I think I'm going to feel this. He's like, Jacob gave me acid. And he paused. And I'm like, what? And Jacob's like, an acid blonde. And I'm like, what?
You're like, this isn't making it better.
He's okay, so we went from drugs to horse. Like, and he's like, it's a cigar, Ashley.
Yeah. Like, it was a good cigar. I'm not a cigar smoker, and I definitely felt it the next day. I was like, oh, gosh, I burned a hole in my uvula. I did it. This is awful.
Oh, yeah.
And then not only that, but I had like this, my head was just this big. And not only that, but I got home at 1 a.m., find my wife is still awake. I'm like,
oh, no, was she?
What in the crap are you doing awake? Like, I'm going to be dead tomorrow.
She kicked me out because she said she had to go to bed.
Yeah.
That hoe bag.
She did have to go to bed. She was in bed. She just wasn't asleep. You kept her till her witching hour. And then she couldn't sleep, so she had to read her webtoon for 2 hours. So I'm like, oh no, Sam's gonna be up at 6 a.m. and neither of us are okay. I was less okay though, and she was amazing, and she got up and took care of him, so I could sleep for like an extra hour. Or lay there.
And I gave you 2 charcoals too.
You did. It did not phase it. So as the day went on, I got better, you know, as you do. I just kept sipping water all day, but I walked around in my pajamas for like 4 hours. I am a waste of a human being. It was real rough. So I ain't doing that again. Screw drinking beer. I'll drink a little beer a little at a time. And I'll enjoy
that's why
sip.
That's why I don't like I enjoy like really sweet Moscato because it's like drinking adult Kool-Aid.
It's like
but
apple
then
juice.
I also chug like 15 gallons of water and I do chlorella and spirulina and a charcoal because I know my body does not metabolize alcohol well.
Yeah. Mine metabolizes it all right. Straight into my brain.
It's so, rough.
Yeah. Tim McFly's right. We didn't go to the Claremont, so we got that going for us.
God, it was the thing he was doing with his mouth. Ball. It was like, double. Yeah! Stop it. I don't know. Oh.
Mandy at the Claremont. Ladies and gentlemen, throw it up for Mandy. She just had her hips replaced.
God, stop it. I'm going to die. Uncle George was the best.
It was so good. I freaking love George Lowe.
Go see George Lowe. Like, whenever he does his things, just go see him.
Whenever he goes to any con ever, just find George Lowe and watch his shtick.
Go in with zero expectations, and except for the expectation to it to like be weird.
And trade pants with someone else.
Yes. Wear either really tight pants or really loose pants. But wear pants.
Wear pants. Let's trade pants. Factoid. Scottish girls hung wet sheets in front of the fire on the holiday to see images of their future husband. Young women would also peel an apple, often at midnight, in one strip and throw it over their shoulder. The strip was supposed to land in the shape of the first letter of her future husband's name. In colonial America, Halloween's bobbing for apples was a fortune-telling game. The first person to get the apple without using his or her hands would be the first to marry. People also used to bake Halloween cakes with a ring and a thimble inside. Get the slice with the ring and you'd be married within the year. The thimble, you'd be unlucky in love.
You're a spinster, bitch!
You know what? I don't know if you should bake hard metal implements into food.
Thimbles were typically like clay, like porcelain, or
yeah. But I mean, what if you chewed it? Like, well, what if you were the one
cut or use implement? Like, you don't just pick it up like in a like wad in your hand and then just shove it in your mouth.
Is that
like
not how you eat cake? That's how I do it. Rawr. Just like a.
I mean, this is. These were civilized people, Steven. They used a fork.
I like now that they did that, but now we're like on a soda can. We just twist the top, you know, until like back and forth. It's A, B, C, D, G, whatever alphabet.
I never did any of that. Like the only
you didn't
thing.
Do that?
No, I never did the flowers. I never did that. One of my friends tried to do that thing where they do this, but she just wanted to show off her folding skills. And I'm like, literally, if you do that, except I didn't say literally because that wasn't a thing then because we, you know, grammared slightly differently.
We had English words.
Yeah, I threatened her bodily, but that's not really shocking.
Threatening
bodily. I'm like, that's stupid. Like, I'm just going to make out with a guy and then find a new one. Ain't getting married.
See, this is where the Venn diagram. I'm pouring some water. Would you like some ASMR?
That just kind of sounds like pee-pee.
Maybe it is. The audio listeners will never know.
I got better, honey. McFly. Like we're.
She got better. She learned that maybe.
I'm pregnant with your child, so I'll be.
that means something, I guess. This is where the Venn diagram separates because I was like. Oh, I'm dating a girl. Perhaps I shall marry her one day. And sure enough, I only ever had 2 actual girlfriends, and one of them I married. So I did it.
50-50?
Yeah, I did it that way. I was just like, I am marrying, or I'm dating you as a possible mate for life.
Hell no.
I didn't have the whole play the field mentality. I was too attached to people.
No, I remember Seth killing at one point, because I had just broken up with somebody, and he's like, why did you even date them? I'm like, because I wanted to go see a movie. Like, he's like, did you not want to marry him? And I'm like, I'm 16. Are you out of your GD mind? Like, who thinks about getting married at 16?
That's those people who are like, whose parents, Yeah, his parents have spent a lot of time trying to tell them, like, now you date to audition for marriage.
I mean,
do not kisses. I mean, and yeah, you do.
You do.
You do.
But that's not something you actively think about when you're freaking sick. And I don't even think I was 16. I think it was like 13. I'm just like, what? Like, shove your testicles up your butt. Like, what? No.
That sounds really
He was so offended that I was just pissed and I went and punched something.
No, if you're, when you're 13, it's really for status. You're like, I'm dating that person.
What else are you going to do at 13? Like, you can't drive.
No.
We didn't have social media. We didn't have phones where we could be like, hey, send me your wiener pic.
Thank
that'll
God.
Be fun.
Gosh.
Yeah, right?
I would never want to date anybody. Like, if I was a high schooler these days, I'd be like, F it. I'm not dating anybody. Screw this place and their phones. Like, nothing's private. Nothing. The minute you drop somebody off, it's like, I'm texting all my friends to say everything that happened on my date, which is fine back then because you'd have to call on the phone.
Yeah.
Texts and pics and sending pics and Instagrams all day of who, like, no. I don't want to be a public relationship. You know, like, in the high schoolers, they gotta go out and they're on the Ferris wheel, because I'm going to put this back in 1945, because this is what I do. They're riding the Ferris wheel. They're like, Instagram pic, and everybody goes, oh, we're so glad that you're together. That's wonderful. And the next week,
yeah, hashtag goals.
Yeah, and then the next week, you're broke up, and everybody's like, oh, those Instagram photos aren't aging well, are they? No,
it's a thing to completely wipe your gram now. Like,
You wipe your gram? Is that what they call it? Wiping your gram. It's time to wipe your gram. That's the coolest lingo I've ever
heard. It sounds so stupid when I say it out loud. Like, I know what it's called, but I'm like old enough that saying it sounds dumb.
It's customary to wipe your gram when you're tired, when you're done gramming.
I got the baby.
Back when I was a boy, that's what they said after you finished a poo. Be sure to wipe your gram. Wipe till brown leaves town.
Oh my god! Wet wipes. Okay, so. So, as a pregnant woman, Jacob, I want a bidet.
Yeah, those bidets are legit.
Like, because I'm sitting here thinking, like, what are the logistics of, like, wiping your own ass if all of your center of gravity is, like, kloop over the toilet? You know what I mean? Like, there's a certain thing that you do.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're, like, 8 months pregnant, I would rather shoot water into my anus. I mean, then try to reach around and scrub.
You still got to reach around. You just have a wet, or you have a wet butt.
I'm okay with wet anus versus non-clean anus.
Okay, but still, like, I don't think it's not like a pressure washer. It doesn't like blast all the duty off your rear. Like, you still got to
wipe a little.
That's
literally what it's for. I'm sorry, but have you checked the pressure of okay, your bidet?
Yes.
Because that would clean my lungs if I turned it to high. It would just shoot all the way up of my intestines.
It could go all the way out your mouth.
Yeah, that's what you do. Like, you become a human fountain. You just turn it to high and open your mouth and just squirts into the shower.
It's like a sprinkler.
Big group is with me. Wet anus. Superior to dirty
anus. Well, I'm not disagreeing with the fact that a wet anus is better than a dirty anus. I'm just saying, like, I feel like you want, like, it would leave you slick and you're, like, slip sliding on your butthole.
I mean, let's be real, my butthole's coconut oil, so water's gonna, like, quickly drip off. I'm sorry, guys.
Everybody get a good optics on that drippy anus. Olestra anus.
Yeah. Like,
you remember when everybody had Olestra? Lay's with Olestra, zero fat, and they all ate a bag and went and had diarrhea.
Jeez. We're all like, the shit that we're doing with cholesterol and fat and calorie counting, like, we're literally just killing ourselves as a social experiment to see how we can be more attractive.
What happened, Ted? Well, I ate a whole bag of Lay's potato chips. How's it going in there? Not too good, Bob.
So, I, like, okay. So, full disclosure, Stephanie and Steven have toilet paper goblins and literally never have toilet paper at their house
ever.
I am not.
I don't poop here. I poop at work and the toilet paper's gone all the time.
It is. See? Okay, it is. Like, I get there, and there's, like, a pile of toilet paper that somebody's used to, like, blow their nose in the trash can. So I know at some point there was toilet paper. But it's never there when I'm there. So I always go upstairs and use their restroom because, A, it's got the fun bidet, and, B, even if there's no toilet paper, it's got the fun bidet. So many, many times, there is no toilet paper to, like, blot the water. So I just sit there, squirt it up my butt, and then, like, stand up, and you're totally good.
Wait, which part of you goes blah, 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 blah?
You shake all over. Like, you shake your tail feathers.
You make it clap.
You just, like, a little up and down jiggle is enough to get the, like, residual drips.
I spray myself with a bidet, and then I twerk it like Miley Cyrus.
Like, this has been a 20-minute conversation.
World news.
Oh,
mom
Jesus.
Of 44 kids banned from having more children. How do you have 44 kids?
That's like out her own vagina?
Quick, Ashley, find out how many months that is life.
That's math.
A Ugandan mother who has given birth to 44 children has been prohibited from having any more kids. Mariam Nabatanzi, 39, was married off at the age of 12, delivering twins a year later. That's kind of gross. I'm sure there's, like, some cultural things involved here. That's kind of gross. After her first children, Nabatanzi gave birth to 5 more sets of twins, 4 sets of triplets, and 5 sets of quadruplets due to her abnormally large ovaries. Oh.
Okay. Because otherwise, that's 36 years of being pregnant.
Yeah, I was thinking, this is a lot. So, okay, so we're not counting it. There's a lot of twinsies things going on here. The mother's been told her ovaries are unusually large and was advised by doctors not to take contraceptive pills due to health concerns. The mother's extreme fertility is believed to be hereditary, caused by hyperovulation. I'm glad we don't have that. Like, nobody wants a litter of 7 puppies or whatever. The 39-year-old was abandoned by her husband 3 years ago, leaving her as the sole care of her surviving 38 children.
Oh my God, what a colossal douche nugget.
Running away is easy.
Like, that's not her fault. Like, you put it in her.
You did this. Sorry. Yeah, this is no good. Nabatanzi lives with her children in 4 cramped houses with corrugated iron roofs. They live in a village surrounded by coffee fields roughly 50 kilometers north of Uganda's capital, Kampala. Doctors have now taken action to prevent Nabatanzi from conceiving any more children. She told local media her uterus had been cut from inside, according to the outlet. The family are living in extreme poverty as Nabatanzi does whatever she can to earn money, including hairdressing, brewing local gin, selling her herbal medicines, and even decorating and selling scrap metal.
Oh my God.
This is a devastating story.
Awful!
Is there a GoFundMe for this lady? Like, what the crap? Husband just
leaves.
And, like,
they're young, too.
Just freaking men. Am I right? Just bouncing. Like, life got hard. I'm going to do something else.
Oh, she was married at the age of 12.
And then he leaves. What a butthole.
Okay, so when you have twins or triplets or whatever, the amount of hormones rises exponentially. So if you've got 2 kids, like, you literally have twice the amount of hormones. So people with twins, they can normally tell they have twins because they're sick.
Yeah.
Like, sick. So it would be like how I feel, but twice as bad. And then if you have 3 kids, so she was not feeling good.
No, these kids are little adorable little kids. You just want to help them. Look at them.
You
just need love and appreciated.
Awful. Like, because how do you take care of them?
Ah, I don't know. I don't know how you do it. You do it with somehow you get by, I guess. The kindness of strangers, maybe, hopefully, a little bit of that going on.
She can literally open her own friggin' school and divide it into several classes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of those kids looked old enough to hopefully help out some. I'm sure that there's a whole different culture going on over there. Here, we're like, children, you don't need to work till you're 37. Just live here with me. There, it's a little bit different. Like, you know, they have
those are... Like, that's why I was looking at the picture. I'm like, those look like fairly young kids. But, I mean, I don't know, like, what there is to do in the area, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a clue. I don't know what any of this thing. I don't know. I don't know how you fix these problems. I want to fix them, though. I was watching that Bill Gates' Brain show today on Netflix. Highly recommended. I had no idea that sanitation was such an issue in the old Africa there. No clue. No clue.
I mean, why would you, right? Like, that's not something we live with, so it would not even, like, occur.
Yeah, right? Like, you don't think about it. You're like, oh, well, we get them clean water. It's like, clean water's great, but not if they're pooping in it, because they got nowhere else for it to go. It's amazing. And, I mean, I know McFly and I were talking a little bit about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and some things going on there. But, like, overall, like, this whole make a new toilet thing was pretty amazing. Like, everybody, maybe we should invent new toilets.
Did we make a new toilet?
They're working on new toilets. They can
make
basically...
Make a new toilet and keep the old. One is silver and the other is full of poop.
That's pretty good, Smash. Let's know when your record's coming. I'm going to buy it. Speaking of, Horace Holloway's Tinfoil Stars is available out there. EP. Spotify.
He's doing
stuff.
So good. Like, they're playing on a radio stations and stuff. I'm just like, I'm really excited because he worked his butt off to get here.
He did. And he's going to be a guest on our December 6th charity stream.
Yes, is he going to sing?
Yeah, I asked him if he would play a song and hang out with us for a little bit. So he said he would do both. And he would, he was going to come on as a musical guest and he was going to give us an album to give away.
So, yay, that's so exciting.
Yeah, so for the charity stream, we've at least got one thing. And if anybody's got game codes and stuff, since we're kind of random and we're talking about it right now, let us know, because we're going to be doing that charity stream for 12 hours trying to earn money for Toys for Tots. So if anybody has game codes or things that if they make art and want to give away as part of the charity, we would love to do that, which is going to be really cool. It's all the money's going to Toys for Tots. We always support them every year around Christmas time. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So December 6th, it's Friday. If you work at a computer and they don't block us at work, you should be able to watch us.
Come
and
hang
contribute.
Out. Are you guys going to make me play a game with Sub?
I think so. I think the plan is to hopefully get you to play a game with Sub. I want to play Untitled Goose Game pretty bad now that I've
what
seen it
that?
In action. I need it in my life. And the only
Untitled
time
Goose Game?
Yep. Yep. It's taking the world by storm. It's going to be old by the time I get to it on December 6th, but it's still going to be fun. There's still laughter to be had.
Nobody will tell me what this is.
You're a goose. It's exactly what you think. Yeah, you're a goose and you cause mayhem. And I know that sounds silly, but the way they've done it is so artsy and so clever, and the music is so perfect that you can't help but smile while you're being that goose. And I want to do it. I'm real excited about it. But we can move on. Now with this small town news.
Vatican announces wearable e-rosary, smart device, and app for guided prayer. So Jacob and I do, like, we're involved in a charity called HEC. It's the Handicap Encounter with Christ, and it's a Catholic organization. I mean, there's lots of people in it that aren't Catholic, but they're funded by, like, you know, the Catholic Church donates space and time and yada yada yada. And so one of the ladies there, she was blind, and she wanted me to come to Mass. And Jake and I normally peace out about Mass time the second day, just because it's a good time to leave.
It's a long, y'all have been through a long night by the time you get to Mass.
Oh, yeah. Like, none of us have slept and we're exhausted. And, like, I don't know anything about, like,
how, like, does Catholic
Mass
work?
Right. Yeah. I'm just, but I do know that the nicest effing freaking most amazing giving human beings on the planet. And I'm just like,
me thinks some Christian churches should take a page out, but whatever. Like, maybe we all should be, whatever.
So she was trying to explain the rosary to me, and, like, she was going through, like, each bead represents something, and I forget the verbiage she used, because this was, this was maybe a year ago, and in Ashley time, that's at least 7.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but I remember thinking it was really freaking interesting, and I remember thinking that, how, because it's similar to, like, the Buddhist, prayer bead things, right? Like, they're, yeah, they just symbolize something to keep you mindful. So I'll read the story now.
So what we learned is there are beads and there are symbols. Thank you,
yes.
Ashley.
That's like, this is why I'm a really bad joke Taylor, because I get really excited. I'm like, oh my god, this made me laugh, it was so funny. And then I go to tell the joke, but my brain is such a scrambled mess, and when I try to organize it, because none of my speech is organized, I just say crap, right? So when I have to organize it for stuff, my brain goes
If it doesn't come out a stream of consciousness exactly as you are thinking it, then it messes you up. Like, you can't put together a 3-paragraph essay in your head before you say it.
No, it has to be on paper. I can memorize it if it was on paper to begin with, but if I just try to speak like a joke that I vaguely know.
Yeah, and this is why we love you. This is why you're here.
Why did the chicken only cross the road halfway?
Why is that?
Because she wanted to lay it on the line.
Yes.
Nobody thinks that joke is funny except me. It's the only one I can tell.
That's why it's so funny. Hey, Ashley, a skeleton walks into a bar. He says, okay, give me a beer and a mop.
Why does he need a mop?
Because he's a skeleton.
Oh, whoa. I thought like that was interactive and you were going to tell me something funny about the mop.
Nope. My dad told me that one.
Oh my God, your dad's jokes are the
best.
That's
a Tim special.
I like the polar bear one.
Hey, Ashley, how do you catch a polar bear?
I don't know, Steven. How do you catch a polar bear?
You cut a hole in the ice and you kick him in the ice hole.
The Vatican announced that it launched a wearable smart device that connects with a smartphone app for guided prayer. I downloaded a Kegel app on my phone.
To remind you to squeeze your vaginal muscles?
Yeah.
Do you really
do that?
I guess
that's similar.
Oh, you have to do that because you're pregnant now.
Yeah. Like, there's lots of stuff.
You got the old Benoit balls hanging out
there.
There's
lots of squats that I need to be doing, too, because not only do you need to strengthen your pelvic floor, but you need to stretch it.
You got to get ready for that exit ramp.
I'll just walk around like a duck trying to take a shit a lot.
Got to repair the escalator. Got to get that tunnel ready.
I don't know why, but the internet showed me an infographic of a child, like, crowning and then flopping out. And, like, they had a napkin under the woman's anus. And I'm like, is that for the poop?
That's for when you poop yourself. But childbirth is beautiful, according to everyone. But, once the head comes out, everything else just kind of goes. It's fine. Shoulders and stuff do more of this kind of thing. They broke Stephanie's collarbone getting her out.
West Virginia doctors, baby! Hoo-ah!
She's still ticklish on her collarbone.
I like when she makes her neck poot.
She could do that. She could do this whole thing. Your neck would poop. Poot. Poot, not poop. Necks can't poop. Okay, so rosaries.
The Click to Prayer e-Rosary is a device targeted to young people as a tool to educate about praying the rosary, according to the Vatican. The church's official communication channel. Oh, Vatican News. I tried to edit it.
Reading's hard.
It's a wearable device in the shape of a cross that syncs to a free app that tracks the user's progress. I need to see a picture of this.
I'll bring one up for the crew here while you read. Reading.
So it's like a Pokemon thing with the cross.
Oh, yeah.
But,
there
you know,
it is.
Not augmented reality.
You just charge your watch on there.
The device is activated by making the sign of a cross and will keep track of the user's rosary progress. So I do, like, when I see my Catholic prince cross themselves, I'm like, it's up, down, left, right. Right? Because you're watching them, and I always want to, like, and then I look at movies, I'm like, did they do it right? Did you cross yourself right? Because I think there's a...
There's a way you do it?
I think so, because from everybody I've seen, it's up, down, left, right.
I had a friend of mine who was Catholic, and we said the blessing before dinner at his house once, and I didn't know what anybody was saying because they were mumbling it because they did it so fast. And then, like, everyone had opened their eyes by the time I was trying to participate. Like, I wanted to do what they did, like, do as the Romans do, quite literally.
Right.
And I did the thing, and then he laughed at me. He was like, Stephen tried to cross himself. I'm like... Listen, I'm a Protestant. We don't do this anymore.
That's so funny.
We just say amen and then shove our faces with food.
I like Sam and Steven's prayers because they're like, thank you God for food. We go eat now. Okay, bye.
I told Stephanie I clearly need to work on my speaking prayers because even when we're not about to eat, I'm like, and bless this food to our bodies. It's just so routine. I'm like, this clearly shows I have a problem I need to work through. Well, I mean, we should pray out loud more often.
Well, I mean, that's like, nobody wants to be that jackass spoken of in the Bible that was going around going, I'm praying, everyone! Well, look no, at me!
I'm not saying do it with everybody. I'm just saying, like, sure. Maybe before bed or together for someone or something like that. You know? Like
sure, yeah.
Those
that
are times when it's a... It's not, I'm not going to go stand on the street corner and be like, look at me, I am in prayer time. Even so, Jesus didn't like that, and he's the guy they're praying to.
Right, exactly. my next-door neighbor, they're Jewish, and so she was telling me that something had happened and like a check had gotten misplaced, and she's like, I don't think I can pay rent in my studio, because she's a color therapist. She's like, I can't pay rent in my studio this month because there's a couple checks that got lost and yada yada yada. And so there's an elderly couple that lives directly across from them. And she said, it was, Yael was telling me this, the Jewish lady. She's like, it was so sweet. She just, like, put her hand on my shoulder, and, like, we just prayed right then. You know, she's like, she's Protestant, so she prayed to Jesus. But she's like, the check came in the mail that day, and everything was good. I went to the bank, and... But she, like, she appreciated that, but I thought that was cool, because, like, when do you... Like, you know, as a Christian, like, I typically wouldn't stop and... do that, like, I'm like, okay, I'll pray for you in private, but like, I'm not just gonna stop and put my hand on a Jewish woman and be like, I'm gonna pray to Jesus for you,
man. I've heard people doing that. There's a book I read, I didn't really get into the book because it got kind of weird, but it was a guy, and like, anytime someone had an ailment they were telling about, he would stop right then and be like, would you mind if I prayed with you now, since you told me you've got this ailment or sick grandmother or whatever.
Oh, that's awesome.
He said, like, you would be surprised, despite it kind of sounding really weird. He's like, it was awkward sometimes, but sometimes it was also really cool because the people were really appreciating. He's like, I've had some people cry on me. They're like, I don't believe any of this stuff, but I really appreciate you taking the time to do that. I'm like, that's cool. Because I think at the end of the day, I've seen people go, stop praying for me about this. I don't believe in any of that stuff. But I think the kind thing to do, and what I would do for you, should you say something along the lines of, hey, man, good vibes to you for today or whatever, is just say thanks. It's just somebody's way of saying, I'm gonna be thinking of you today, or I, whether you believe it works or not. I think it's kind just to be like, hey, thanks. I appreciate you thinking about me, you know, and being willing to spend some.
That's what she did completely. Yeah. Like two different belief systems. But she's like, she actually, Yael, when she was over – I think that was like D&D one night. That was when Yala came over and I was so sick. And it was the Jewish New Year. And so she brought me over a lemon. I need to write her a thank you note. I'm such a shitty neighbor. Stream of consciousness. Yeah, but she brought me the lemon cake that they make, because it was like a traditional lemon cakey thing, which was so freaking good, by the way. And then she like told me that story. She's like, but I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
But these guys over here, now they're assholes.
Is that what she sounded like?
Like literally.
Yeah.
We have neighbors that like apparently, I just thought it was Jacob. I just thought Jacob was just being abnormally asshole-y towards these people, but apparently I've not met one person in this neighborhood that likes them.
They did some neighborly political shenanigans.
A tree drop on everybody, so...
I don't think they let the tree drop on
everybody. Yeah, they did. Apparently, they had several botanists come up to them 1-6 months before the tree fell and said, your tree is falling. It will fall.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, they didn't act.
No, they did nothing.
When they should have. But I think beyond that, so that was an act of God that brought that tree down. But... beyond that little bit, they also had some we're not so great neighbors, we're not playing the political game. Neighborhoods are political places. You got to make sure you scratch this guy's back so they scratch yours. There's like a whole unspoken, like, once you're shunned in the neighborhood, you're done. Mr. Rogers' neighborhood's all about helping your neighbors. If you can't do that, you're toast. Toast. My buddy had to explain to his wife, like, hey, I'm going to do this. And she's like, they can't just do blah, blah. He's like, slow down. This is neighborhood politics. I'm going to handle this so we don't have angry neighbors that are directly next to us for the rest of the time we live here. We got to solve this, and it's no big deal. Because she's not wrong, she's just a little wrong. And because she's just a little wrong, we can handle it.
It's because good that I have a calm presence in my life, because where I've lived, you know, college-y for the last 15 years, I've never given a shit about my neighbors or what they thought of me.
Yeah. You kind of are in that I don't give a crap about anybody what they think of me. And if they do you wrong, you make sure they know it.
Oh, yeah.
In one way or another. I'm terrified to be around people that have wronged you and be in the same room. Like, if I know we're in a room and somebody there has upset you, I want to leave. Like, I want to not be there anymore. It's time to go.
I think that comes from, like, when I was younger and I had to put up with my dipshit stepbrothers, half brothers, whatever. They're kind of related. And, like, I had to be nice. And one day I was 13. I'm like, fuck this shit. I don't have to be nice. They're assholes. Why am I being nice? And so since then, if somebody pisses me off or does something I view as stupid, I let them know. I've gotten better.
Thank God that I'm an all right person that you appreciate. Because, man, had I sucked at stuff, oh, my goodness. I don't know how normal it is for people to get along with their in-laws to the degree at which we get along, but I'm real glad that this worked
brother.
Out.
Steven's like, he's not related by blood, but he's so much more of a brother.
Yeah, I'm better than they are.
Bye, Erasmus!
Bye, Erasmus. It was fun hanging with you, too. All right, let's do some special section. Jacob got us a special section tonight, so yay! Dream job, $1,000 to watch 30 Disney movies in 30 days. A website is celebrating the upcoming release of Disney Plus by offering a dream job opportunity for 5 fans looking to make $1,000 by watching 30 movies in 30 days. Reviews.org said the 5 selected applicants will each receive $1,000 a year subscription to the new streaming service. $1,000 a year subscription to the new streaming service and a selection of Disney-related movie-watching supplies, including a blanket, cups, and a Pixar popcorn popper. Applications, which are being accepted through November 7th, consist of answering a list of questions on the contest website and making a video review of a Disney movie. You should do that, Smash. You could totes do that. Scotty will do it. Happily do it. 30 movies in 30. It's just watching a Disney movie a night.
Oh, God, but there aren't 30 good ones.
There are so many. Every Marvel movie is a Disney movie. Every Star Wars movie is a Disney movie. You've got almost, the whole thing's almost done with every Marvel movie plus every Star Wars movie. You have it done in 30 days. And those are all good, like, except maybe Thor 2. But the rest of them are all good. I think you could do it. I mean,
how do you apply?
With this website. You go to the website and you apply reviews.org. Let's see. That's who's doing the Disney Plus will pay you to watch Disney.
Who should apply? Do you sing along with your kiddos when they belt out Let It Go? Or maybe when you're alone in the shower? Is Halloween the perfect time to live out your dreams of becoming a pretty princess or a spectacular superhero? We think you'd be perfect for the job. Kill me now.
There's a list. There's 30 movies. Here's some of our favorites in a few. Oh, okay. This isn't a list of the ones you have to watch. These are just ones they're going to watch.
Moana is perverted. Lion King is sad. Incredibles.
Okay, never mind. You can't do this. You're too cynical for Disney. You're far too cynical to watch Disney.
I love Mulan.
That is a Disney
movie.
I
would watch that for 30 days straight.
Oh, snap. Are they going to have Boy Meets World on Disney Plus? Take my money.
DuckTales. Woo.
Me and Stephanie were Cory and Topanga. Like, our entire relationship is Cory and Topanga, except breaking up 75 times. Like,
her hair. My God, I was so jealous of her hair.
Topanga's hair?
Yes, it was just this beautiful, like, waterfall of thick luscious. God, I hated her.
You and Stephanie both have not as voluminous hair. Like,
no,
it can't.
She could braid her bangs and it would be my entire head of hair.
She did have a lot of hair.
So much hair. And I know that causes migraines and blah 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 blah, whatever.
Braiding her hair causes migraines?
People with hair that I had a friend in college that her hair was like that. She had to have it thinned and she would get migraines like between haircuts.
Because it was so heavy?
Yes.
Like, I'm like pulling your scalp in every direction.
With your beautiful head of hair. I don't care if you have migraines.
Huh. That's amazing. Man, Erasmus Flint gave us this little thing. He says every original Disney movie has an orphan kid, which despite coming from a normal family, Walt Disney had the idea he was an orphan. That's fascinating. I guess it would be because he was so imaginative and probably wanted to follow and march to the beat of a different drummer, if you know what I mean.
Like, when you're that anti-Semitic, I guess his parents, divorced them.
Was he anti-Semitic? Like, what? Let's not poop on Disney.
You're like, no, I want them to support us. So, Emperor's New Groove. I think I've seen that once.
I liked Emperor's New Groove. That movie had some, like, you ever look at the behind the scenes of that? There were some shenanigans going on with Emperor's New Groove. Like, I guess they hired David Spade.
So what are your top five Disney cartoons?
Disney cartoon? I freaking love Robin Hood, the fox one. The fox Robin Hood. That thing was legit. I thought Little Mermaid was great. This is in no particular order. These are just the ones I'm thinking of. Are we including Pixar movies in this, or is it just like your classic?
So traditional, like, paper cartoons.
Oh, man. Those are the two big ones. Jungle Book was good. I watched that a bunch when I was a kid. Oh, Aladdin. Yeah, that's freaking great. I don't know. Lion King would probably round it out. I think Lion King was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stopped watching Disney movies after Pocahontas. I went to see Pocahontas in the theater, and I remember walking out telling my mom, I think I'm done with the singing Disney movies.
I wanted to like Pocahontas so much because I was just like, yay, Native American! And then I watched it and I'm like...
Look at how all the white people are getting along with all the Indian people.
White savior, he's the one that's gonna marry a 12-year-old. White savior! Yeah. You like my song?
It was pretty great. DuckTales was great. Like, I mean, are you talking about movies though, right? I was assuming movies.
Yeah, okay. Mulan was like hands down my favorite, and then Beauty and the Beast. I really liked Stephanie and I watched Little Mermaid like a billion times.
Beauty and the Beast was great. The soundtrack for that was freaking awesome. Like they had the songs like
kind of gothy and a little dark.
Yeah, man, I loved it. I'm so tone deaf. Everybody's gonna be like, what part is he talking about? But no, it was really great.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I love the music that played in the background when things were getting intense. And there's a place up the road from us that's called Gaston's Garage. So anytime we drive by it, I was like, no one changes brakes like Gaston. Fills your fluids like Gaston. No one can change your rotors and tires like Gaston.
Oh my God, makes me
so happy.
I love that so hard. Do it again.
Stephanie, like, passed out driving down the road. Let's try to sing it. That's like, Gaston's Garage.
F Bambi.
Bambi. Right up the B. What are those, like, I don't know. I watched Bambi once.
We need this. So, like, I want from everybody, like, email it or put it in the Discord or whatever, but I want your top five favorite Disney movies that are just the cartoons, like the old school paper pen cartoons. So I think, like, what, after Beauty and the Beast, they started digitizing it?
It was kind of, Disney kind of started adding CG during Beauty and the Beast, because that whole ballroom scene, that was all CG.
Okay, so let's call that the cutoff.
So Beauty and the Beast is the cutoff.
Yeah, like, and then you can just do, like, top five Disney movies, period. But I want those two lists from you, and I don't know why, but I will use them.
Hey, Jacob, I'm going to skip this next Newsletter Left Untold story. I don't think I can read it. Like I can't read. You see that headline? It'll be in the show notes for everybody.
Oh my
curious.
God, it's in North Carolina.
Yeah, but I think I'm gonna skip that one. That one's pretty disastrous, and we're getting far on time. So thank you for the note, but I'm gonna make the call to go past that one. Yes,
I'll just go ahead and post it in the chat, and then it will be, like Steven said, in the thing.
Yeah, based on the headline, I feel like I'm gonna bypass it. If you think I should go back to it, we'll go back to it. But
I was skimming through it to see if there was actually
there's a so now everybody's like, what story is it? I need to know what he's talking about. It'll be in the show notes.
Clickbait.com.
HNHshow.com. Oh, speaking of clickbait, smash. So you guys, there's this lady named Sharon, and Sharon, every year, she signs up, particularly before political events, she'll sign up for political newsletters. And okay. I got a new one because she thinks my email address is her email. So I just get Sharon's emails. And so I get these letters. They are conservative bent newsletters.
Is that what those were from?
Yes. And they come for, like, they're always called something like Truth and Justice or like the Fighting Eagle or something ridiculous. And I am having, okay, so I'm of two minds about the newsletters I'm getting. On the one hand, I'm terrified that people read these and are serious. On the other hand, I read them and I laugh aloud to myself that these are actually things people are making them click. But the thing is, so it'll be crazy stuff like a picture of Obama rises with him in a KKK uniform or something stupid like that. Or it'll be like, just wait till you see what Hillary said about old people. Or
yeah, like the way they were spinning the titles, it was very like...
It's very much click me. Please, God, click me. Yeah. It's like, look at how Mike Huckabee slams this liberal protester. It's like, you know, all this nut job stuff. But the funny thing about it is so I read all these things, and in the middle there's like an advertisement for guns equating it to illegal immigration in some way.
And boobs.
And then I get to the bottom. The bottom is where it's like the meat of the email, because it's, you may also like... ... And at the bottom, there's like a picture of a woman with giant breasts. And it says
huge, like
huge,
like her, both of her boobies were pregnant.
They each have a baby in them. That's where the babies are kept. And it says something along the lines of, this new trick works better than Viagra. And then you'll see, like, next to it is, like, two legs of people clearly in the shower making out, but it's just their legs. And
yeah,
it's like,
and the woman's legs kind of cocked because obviously she's kissing.
This sex move is killing seniors.
And that, like, yes, that one was my favorite one. I'm like, what?
It is the greatest. Like, I feel like you guys need to, if you would like to be on Steven's Forward the Email list, let me know at hnhshow@gmail.com. And I will forward you freedom, truth, and advertising or whatever the crap the newsletter is that I get. Because it is wild. It is wild. And I'm like, people. So the part of me that goes, okay, this is hilarious. But then I go, oh my gosh, people read this. They never click any of these. And they go, you know what I heard? They're standing around the water cooler with the, or not around the water cooler. They're standing on the, they're sitting next to the tailgate with their cousin down at the old Citgo station. Down in Bent Fort, Tennessee, going, you know what I got in my email the other day? I got an email said Hillary's starting to kill old people on her property with a shotgun. She lets them loose and hunts them. I got that in my email. That way I know it's true. And that kind of stuff. And that horrifies me. But, you know, it's good to see people fighting the good fight out there. And
Making sure that our sex move, because, you know, at 37, I'm elderly and I need to know what could kill me.
Mature gestational age. WTF section, what a good segue. WTF. Oklahoma. Oh, you want to read this one? Or did
yeah.
I? Okay, you read this one.
Also, I'm supposed to ask you about deep face or deep phase or...
Oh, deep fakes.
Deep fakes.
Oh, yeah. Those are horrifying. Google that.
They're not... I don't think they're... I mean, you can tell.
Not really. I mean, if you try real hard, it's hard. Like, the voice has changed, obviously. It's not the same voice because they haven't done that yet. But it could, if you set it up.
Eventually, in 10 years from now, we should be scared.
If you set it up right, even now, with the right lighting and the right situation, you'd be like, holy crap, that's that person. It's pretty horrifying. They're actually working now on, like, ways to identify it. So, like, Facebook and YouTube and stuff can identify this video is falsified. Even to that end, to say this video is falsified, you have to question, like, who's choosing that is falsified? How do we know that they're not some sort of conspiratorial Illuminati trying to tell us all our videos that are true or fake, and fake is true, and all these other shenanigans? But they're, you know, it's important. It's a weird time we're living in.
Yeah, Erasmus, yes, yeah, screw Facebook.
Yeah, screw Facebook. I mean, we all agree with that. It's just the time sink.
That's why Ashley is not on Facebook, because Facebook can suck a pile of dong.
Multiple dongs. Is a pile of
dong? Multi-dong!
Is dong plural? There are many dong.
Dongus.
My
one dongus mini dong. That's official now.
Okay. One dongus mini dong. There are many dong in this place.
mold. Lee Ludell is moldy dong.
Gross. That's moldy dong.
Oklahoma man driving stolen vehicle caught with rattlesnake, uranium, whiskey, and a firearm.
Okay, that's a big igloo cooler. That's all I know. Fit all
what
that stuff
the
in
hell,
there.
Oklahoma? Officers in Oklahoma made a startling discovery after arresting two people at a traffic stop, only to find that their vehicle contained a rattlesnake, a canister of uranium. Like, that is not at the quickie stop.
No, where do you get that from?
I don't know. An open bottle of whiskey and a firearm. An officer with the Guthrie Police Department had pulled over Stephen Jennings. It's spelled the same as you, Stephen.
It is spelled the same way. Maybe he's my cousin. That's how names work.
It's more the last name.
Oh, good.
And Rachel Riviera, which is totally not a stripper name.
This is like Ken Jennings' kid and Geraldo Rivera's daughter.
A generation after fame.
What happens to celebrities' kids when they get taken out of the will?
Where do you get uranium? They were arrested for driving with expired tags. After the officer discovered that Jennings was driving with an expired license and Riviera was a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, both were placed under arrest. The vehicle, a Ford Explorer, woohoo, it's not powered by uranium, was impounded because it did not have insurance. It was later discovered that the vehicle had been stolen. Jennings was arrested for allegedly driving a stolen vehicle with rattlesnake and uranium inside. The wording of that.
I like how we're concentrating on the fact that the vehicle
was stolen. Shit!
Like, a man literally has uranium, a canister of uranium in the car, and this newsletter is focused on making sure we understand why they were pulled over. And what is wrong with the vehicle?
The stolen freaking Ford Explorer.
He's driving the car. He's like, they found me. I don't know how, but they found me. He's got his uranium. He's driving to deliver it to Doc Brown. We're about to go.
Like, okay, so a rattlesnake is weird enough. You're just like, like Jacob just, he's laughing. You made him chuckle.
Yes.
Like, a rattlesnake is weird enough, right? Like, you pull someone over, you're like, sir, were you aware that you have a visit to the hospital in your back seat? Like, what are you doing? And you're like, also uranium. Why? Oh, please, God, tell me why.
Hawk says that he was trying to pull a Spider-Man to get bitten by a radioactive snake.
Oh, my God. Who said that?
Hawk
said it. Why didn't I think that? Why didn't I think of that? That's so good. Holy shit. Oh my God, maybe.
They call Stephen me Jennings is like, Rachel, you still know where that uranium is? I just got done reading Spider-Man. No, he wasn't reading. Whiskin. He wasn't reading Spider-Man. He was watching Spider-Man. There's no way this man's ever read. He wanted to be snake. I figured I was watching Spider-Man, and then right after that on Starz TV came on Escape from New York. I said, daggone.
Oh, God, that's a really good movie.
I could be Kurt Russell. All I need is a rattlesnake and some radioactivity.
Like, I was voting. Like, I already had a favorite show title, but now Rattlesnake and Uranium. Like, that is such a good band name. Or, like, a really good song. Like, just a grungy, awesome, like, band, right?
My White Snake cover band.
Rattlesnake and Uranium. My God, that's so good. Can we dress like that for Halloween?
Yes.
Like, I feel like we could visualize what those two people would look like.
I could be the rattlesnake and you can be the uranium. It'll just
be
a big old tan.
Toxic bitches. Blue. So when the impound of the vehicle begins and they start moving compartments, there's a rattlesnake in the back seat, Gibbs said. It was surprising to the officer. Obvi. He didn't say obvi, he said obviously, but I made it say obvi. As the officers continued to search the vehicle, they spotted an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey near a firearm, the sergeant said. Where's the uranium? They then discovered a container of, quote, yellowish powder that was labeled uranium.
Wait a minute.
Is it like makeup?
Is it in a mason jar?
Was it like an Urban Decay?
That was a big bottle of Tang. He'd just taken the label off of and wrote uranium on it.
I'm like imagining a rattlesnake wrapped around like a uranium rod.
What is going
Jacob's
on?
Jacob's dying. I don't know. You're killing him. I don't know what he's laughing at, but he's just shitting
he's
his
slapping,
pants.
He's slapping his knee. He's in the background slapping his knee.
I don't like, I feel like nothing. We're laughing at people laughing at us.
It's just a circle now.
This is how Stephen and I are, Corey. Tang. Jennings of Logan County. Hey, my dad's from Logan County, but, you know, West Virginia. Told officers that he had the uranium because he recently purchased a Geiger counter to test materials, and the chemical element came with the purchase? He joked with officers he was trying to create a super snake.
I just want it. I want the police tape. I want the dash cam.
Right! I need the right of... it did not appear that either were under the influence.
Go figure. They're perfectly
sober. There's a picture of them.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. I'm bringing it up. Hold on. We're going to get there. Bear with me.
Mute. Oh, my gosh. He looks like Rattlesnake Joe.
He looks Okie Finoki Joe.
Oh, my God. This is so good. This is so good.
He was, PGH Fur was right. He was trying to become the Incredible Hulk, but the snake got in the way. He's got a little happy face necklace. This dude, he knows what's up. He's trying to create a super
apparently,
snake.
Like, you can hunt rattlesnakes, so he was allowed to have it. That's not really hunting if you just catch it.
You just keep it, along with
you.
You
can have a legal amount of uranium, apparently.
What?
The snake was taken from the scene and shot. They say euthanized, but they shot that bitch.
They shot it. The cop took it out there and was like, boom!
They dumped it in the bag of uranium.
So rural UPS drivers are a trip. We drove home to our house one time. We lived out in the middle of nowhere. The UPS truck was stopped outside of our house by our driveway. And we had just pulled in. And I guess it had just happened. He goes, hey, I just ran over a snake in y'all's driveway. Do you have a shotgun or something? I'm like, what? And I was like, I don't really want to hand you a gun, but I'll bring you this. We had a bush hook. Which, if you're unfamiliar with a bush hook, it's kind of like a scythe, but it's not curved. It's not Grim Reaper-y. It's more straight. And he's like, that'll do it. And so I went to the shed, and I got him one, and he gave me the rattle off the rattlesnake. 12 rattles.
Oh, shit. That was a big old snake.
Huge. I had it for the longest time. I wish I'd kept it. But yeah, you'd run around shaking it. It was fun. Could have gave it to Sam as a baby rattle. Here you go, boy. Grow up.
Here's some yellow cake uranium and a baby rattle. Crap.
Yeah.
He's still laughing. Why is he laughing?
He's having a good old time.
I don't know if he's watching us or not.
He's probably just out there like listening to something else completely. He got Dave Chappelle's new Netflix special. He's cracking up. Hey, this has been a wonderful, wonderful show. I appreciate everybody who's come out. You guys have just been here chatting with us, and it's been the most wonderful thing. Thank you, Groovus for Life, for the new sub, Zafo for the bits, and FTH Beyond for the follow. It is, I mean, that always makes us feel real good. We're glad you're here. We're super, super happy you decided to join us. If you got any comments, questions, you want to be part of that weirdo right-wing email I get, let us know. Send us an email at hnhshow@gmail.com. We'd love to read those emails on the air.
And your Disney list.
Oh, yeah, and your Disney list, because that would be cool. We could read those, too. I broke.
I threw him off. I threw him off his game.
I don't know how to do this. Give us a review, man. If you like this show, it's always appreciative if you go out there and you just type in, hey, these guys are really funny. Give us a few stars on whatever podcasting service you like that does ratings. Those are great. Follow us, Two Dorks TV, Steve H&H, and Fate Kills, P-H-A-T-E, Kills on Twitter. Tip us if you want to throw a little buck in the jar. Go over to twodorks.net/tip or join us at patreon.com/twodorks and get some benefits from being a part of the show or being a part of this, the shenanigans.
Halloween cards.
Are we going to do Halloween cards?
Yeah, I have Halloween.
Ashley has Halloween cards for patrons. Patrons get cards.
Stickers.
And stickers. I don't know. She's looking like a villainess right now. I'm
not
really sure.
I'm so excited about the stickers. I'm going to cry as I like mail them out.
I'm not
really
sure.
Okay, and then you guys have to let me know, like, do you want the stickers to be able to use or do you want them as decoration on your card?
That's a
good
distinction.
Let me know that.
Yeah, are these going on a laptop? Or are these going on on the card itself? Hey, and if hey, thanks for coming out. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, just telling your friends about the show and promoting it when you see us live and retweet.
H&H on your butt.
That's a great place to do it. You show that to everybody. And yeah, sure. Next week is next week Halloween? How many weeks do we have to Halloween?
Two, because I'm still writing.
Okay. 2 weeks.
I need another week, Steven.
Oh, snap. The 31st is Halloween. It's a Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to be doing... Oh, that's dress cool. Up. I will dress all the hell up. I like Halloween.
I'll dress up on Halloween. So yeah, look forward to that. And we're going to leave you guys with these words of wisdom from Emily Dickinson. Luck is not chance, it's toil. Fortune's expensive smile is earned. I like that, Emily Dickinson. She's got a new show coming up on the old Apple TV. If anybody cares about that.
Oh, yeah. Wild Nights. I'm like, shut up. Just shut up. This is the worst advertisement I've ever seen.
I really love Hailee Steinfeld a lot. Like, she's a really great actress, but I don't know if I can buy Emily Dickinson as a modern yet not modern teen story. Anyway, that's for another time. You guys have yourselves a wonderful week, and we will see you next time on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Two doors.